This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Medics say at least 80 Palestinians were hospitalized in violent clashes with Israeli police at a Flashpoint Jerusalem holy site. Officers fired tear gas and stun grenades, and protesters hurled stones and other objects at them. Police say protesters threw the stones from the Al-Aqsa Mosque compound onto an adjoining roadway. Palestinians reported stun grenades fired into the mosque. Holy site and the Old City are the emotional ground zero of the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. The U.S., European countries, the Pope, and the U.N. Secretary General have expressed concern over the growing tensions in Jerusalem and appealed for calm. Afghanistan's Taliban say they will participate in a three-day ceasefire for the Eid al-Fitr holiday, marking the end of Ramadan. The ceasefire would begin on either Wednesday or Thursday. The holiday depends on the sighting of the new moon. Ceasefire announcement comes amid heightened violence in the country and follows a brutal attack on a girls' school Saturday that killed as many as 60 people, and most of them students. The death toll carried out continues to climb. The Taliban has denied any responsibility for the attack, which occurred in a mostly Shiite neighborhood where past attacks have been carried out by the Afghan Islamic State affiliate. The death toll from an explosion outside the school in Afghanistan's capital, Kabul, has risen to at least 58. Officials said on Sunday, with doctors struggling to provide medical care to at least 150 who were injured. The bombing Saturday evening shook the Shiite Muslim religious minority neighborhood in Afghanistan, which has been targeted in the past by the Islamic State. This is VOA News. Sudanese authorities have deported around three dozen Ethiopian peacekeepers working in the UN mission in Darfur to a refugee camp. Fatah Ibrahim Mohammed, head of the refugee agency in North Darfur province, says the troops are among 120 Ethiopian forces from the Tigrayan ethnic group who have sought asylum in Sudan earlier in the year. The troops refused to return to their home country, Ethiopia, for fear of being detained by the government. The prime minister has waged a devastating war in November on the regional government of Tigray. He has also swept up thousands of Tigrayans into detention centers across Ethiopia. The United States' top infectious disease doctor says it was highly likely. Officials have been undercounting the number of fatalities from COVID-19 after a new report from the University of Washington estimated the death toll was nearly double. The analysis by the Institute for Health Metrics and Evaluation pegs the U.S. death toll at more than 900,000. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention Wednesday put its latest official estimate at more than 575,000 deaths in the United States to the coronavirus. While the world's wealthier nations have stockpiled coronavirus vaccines for their citizens, many other poorer countries are still scrambling to secure doses. A few, like Chad, have yet to receive any. The World Health Organization says about a dozen countries, many of them in Africa, are still waiting to get vaccines. Those last in line on the continent, along with Chad, are Burkina Faso, Burundi, Eritrea, and Tanzania. WHO says delays and shortages are driving African countries to slip further behind the rest of the world in the rollout of COVID-19 vaccines, with the continent accounting for only 1% of the vaccines administered worldwide so far. Criminal hackers are now using increasingly brazen methods to try to extort money from law enforcement agencies, including leaking or threatening to leak highly sensitive and potentially life-threatening information. The increasingly defiant attacks on law enforcement agencies underscore how little the criminal syndicates that operate ransomware gangs fear any repercussions. In Washington, D.C., a Russian-speaking ransomware syndicate called Babook hacked into the network of the city police department and threatened to leak the identities of the department's confidential informants. Experts say they had not seen such aggressive tactics used against police departments before. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.